Westwood.
This is Adam Virgo.
This is John Curtis.
Hi, this is Stan
Collymore. And you are listening to the V2 Football Podcast.
Hello and welcome to the V2 Football Podcast. I'm Chris Laff and I'm delighted to be joined again on the line by Kiva Patterson. How are you doing, Stephen Kiva?
Good.
So it's great to have you back on the show. For all those who don't know, Kiva is the founder of Disability Football UK. So firstly, congratulations on passing the FA Coaching Disabled Footballers course.
Thank you.
Yeah. Do you want to briefly tell us what the course involved?
Basically, a course involved theory. We cover everything from cerebral palsy football, all the way through to blind football, learning difficulties.
Yeah.
All range of disabilities. Basically, and then in the afternoon, we went into a hall and did a practical in different areas. Hmm. Of disability coaching. So basically, I'm lucky I passed it because now I am going on to work for London Tigers Football Club, heading up their disability budget.
Yeah.
Which basically includes running the teams, all the admin, and everything, which is a massive step for me. Mm-hmm. And we actually are looking for players at the moment.
Yeah, so. I read on Facebook you're also looking for a sponsor for the London Tigers.
Yeah, we are. Because of basically as being a new club, we got no funding as of yet. We are applying for funding, but that will take longer than what we expected it to take. We're actually looking to move the famed football team across to there, so we actually might be able to use their sponsor for that as one of team sponsors.
Yeah.
But we will be looking for sponsor for our cerebral palsy team, our pan disability, and our mental health team.
Yeah.
Our mental health team is starting on the 6th of September up in Spikesbridge, main London Tigers offices are, which is actually where I am based day in, day out. So I'm throwing everything out for a project.
Player wants to get involved, how do they get in touch with you?
Email hello@londontigers.org
yeah.
to get involved, as he is actually helping me set it all up.
And how's hello spelled?
H-E-L-A-L.
At London Tigers.
Yeah, londontigers.org.
And is it the same if somebody who's listening would like to sponsor, same address?
Yes.
Yeah. So for those who didn't listen to our first interview, could we quickly recap what Frame Football is?
Yeah, Frame Football is a sport for children with brain damage from birth or needs a cane walker to help them be mobile.
Yeah.
Basically, their teams formed around the whole UK, and newly to date, there's a team in Brazil and a team in Canada, which are also now looking for players. So anybody wants to get involved, please email richard@framefootball.com to get involved. Even if you want to set up a team,
yeah,
please, once again, just get in touch with Richard, and he'd be more than happy to assist you within the new sport of a new form of football, Frame Football. I actually won the London team.
Yeah.
London Frame Football team, which are also looking for players. So if you're interested, email framefootballlondon@gmail.com. Just to get involved, and once again, we actually are relaunching our tournament, which actually were called off on the weekend.
Yeah.
Due to interest, for September. So any Frame Football teams out there that would like to get involved, in our tournament in Feltham. Once again, please get in touch at London Fame Football. In our email, I just said, we welcome anybody.
Okay, and what's the format of the tournament? Do you know?
It's four side.
Yeah.
And each match will be about 10 minutes long, and then the two teams will go into two top teams. Then we'll go into a final.
Yeah.
To compete for the Fame Football London's Cup.
Yeah, and can you see Fame Football maybe evolving to get into the Paralympics and the?
That is actually one of our long-term plans for Fame Football. Even like my disability course, it was actually won by the CP manager, England manager, and he said to me it should be a sport in the Paralympics due to how it is. The kids are amazing.
Mm.
You just watch one of them kids and you'd be inspired to play Fame Football or cycling team, because them children has inspired me to carry on with it.
Yeah, because they play wheelchair rugby, which is, it's a rough sport. So I can see something like that working.
Yeah, wheelchair rugby would be much rougher.
Yeah,
due to your chairs banning and everything. Fame Football. Even the more than one frame in the tackle, it's a free kick.
Yeah.
So
do players need to buy their own special frames to participate, or are they provided for them?
Basically, if they come in the NHS frame, we actually are looking for funding to buy our game frames.
Yeah.
The new type of frames. Basically, these kind of frames are wider than NHS ones.
Mm.
And they basically, all Fame Football use for size 3 football.
Yeah.
Due to your frames. But we are in trial size 4 footballs because of the new frames and how wide they are.
Before we finish, do you want to plug any social media and websites?
Once again, like I said before, if you haven't already, please like the London Tigers Facebook page.
Yeah.
Disability Football UK's Facebook page.
I heard you're closing in on 500 likes last time. So.
Yeah.
Yeah. That was one of your aims on the last one.
Also, like the Fame Football page. I'm involved with all three of them.
Yeah.
And I'll get back to you as soon as we can, or Richard will get back to you, or Halal will get back to you, just because of how it is. And we would love to get everybody involved in football.
Are you still looking for volunteers to help out at events?
Yes, we are. We're actually not holding any tournaments as of yet. For Disability Football UK, but if people would like to get involved with Disability Football UK, please email me on our new email address, and it is disabilityfootballuk123@gmail.com. Just get involved, even like volunteer for us in your county.
Yeah.
Just get involved in a disability football. I'll support you every way I can within the sport, but you must have, for each event you volunteer at, we have to have your DBS, or you won't be able to do it, just because you're working with vulnerable people, and you won't be able to do it.
Yeah, and so if listeners want to get and find out about events in their area, they just visit the website or the Twitter.
Just visit our Facebook page.
Yeah.
And everything will be on there.
Okay, I'll try and put every link in the description below this and all the email addresses. So I've really enjoyed speaking to you again today.
Thank you.
I'd love to have you on again in the future.
Right, thanks.